This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, How Movies Move Us. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Science and scientific discoveries often seem to serve as a creative spark for really scary films, horror movies. Why is that? Avishai Artsy reports.
At the beginning of the cult classic horror movie, The Creature from the Black Lagoon, a scientist discovers a fossil that looks kind of like a webbed hand, and he brings it back to show his team.
It's amazing. It's incredible. Could it possibly belong to a Pleistocene man?
The scientists think it may have belonged to a missing link between fish and humans.
And so they go out into the Amazon and try to recover more fossils or potentially even a living creature.
Sarah Crawford works at the Natural History Museum of Los Angeles County. She says the concept for the human-like sea monster comes from a real-life story, the rediscovery of an ancient fish called the coelacanth. People thought it went extinct tens of millions of years ago. The fish also inspired the monster's webbed hand.
Most fish have ray fins, which, you know, they're not as muscular. They don't have as many bones as a coelacanth. So when you look at the coelacanth fin, it looks kind of fleshy. It has kind of, it looks like a vestigial kind of hand almost.
In the movie, this slimy webbed hand with sharp claws is what you first see emerging from the water. Soon, a fish-man creature wreaks murderous havoc on the scientists. There are so many horror movies inspired by science that Sarah Crawford created a whole exhibition about it. It's called Natural History of Horror.
And it looks at the science behind some of the most iconic movie monsters of our time. So Frankenstein, Dracula, Creature from the Black Lagoon, and The Mummy.
Are the movies scary at all?
I think they were scary at the time, and something I can certainly tell you is it's been really fun to watch visitors in the exhibition. We actually have projections with clips from all four horror films in the center of the gallery, and I've seen a lot of kids run out of the gallery screaming, so I think that the movies definitely hold up.
The connection between scientific discoveries and horror movies goes way back. Karina Wilson is a horror movie historian, and she says it makes sense because they both explore the unknown.
Science can be very scary, and unregulated science could lead to terrifying new developments. And horror is a way of warning people, do not go here, do not trespass.
Often, horror movies explore fears about scientific discoveries or advances. During the First World War, mortar shells caused most of the disastrous injuries, but medical advances made it possible to save more soldiers, who often came back home completely changed.
In previous wars, such as the American Civil War, the wounded died. In the First World War, they were patched back up and sent home, often with ruined faces, missing limbs, as well as shattered minds.
Horror movies explore these experiences and the collective trauma.
That's when you get The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, which was made in 1919 in Germany.
It's a silent movie about a sleepwalking murderer.
And many people have suggested it represents the soldiers who came back from the front who were husks of their former selves. They were unable to cope with even the simplest loud sound. They had shell shock, what we would now call PTSD.
In the 1920s and 30s, scientists started to be portrayed as villains. There was a major debate over teaching evolution in schools. Religious leaders condemned it, and major Hollywood studios were scared of government censorship, so they made their films more moral and made scientists the bad guys.
So that's why Victor Frankenstein is seen as such a hubristic, evil figure in many ways. He's not the hero of the movie. He's the one who sets a terrible thing into motion and has to deal with it.
This movie came out in 1931, and Victor Frankenstein famously animates a corpse using lightning.
It's alive! Oh, it's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
It explores man in the role of creator, blurring the lines between life and death. The author of Frankenstein got the idea from an actual science experiment. Here's Sarah Crawford again from the Natural History Museum of Los Angeles County.
Mary Shelley was inspired in part by the work of an Italian scientist called Luigi Galvani and his work in animal electricity. He took frog legs, attached them to some wires, put them outside, and waited for them to get struck by lightning, which caused the frog legs to move. You know, over a decade later, he has a nephew, actually, who tours around Europe performing this experiment essentially in public. And he actually, at one point, does this with a corpse. And so he's electrocuting animals and dead bodies in front of audiences and causing them to move, and people believed that they were seeing, you know, the key to life.
Oh, in the name of God, now I know what it feels like to be God.
After the Second World War and the dropping of the atomic bomb, it was the nuclear engineers that inspired a wave of horror movies. James Kendrick teaches horror film history at Baylor University.
So you start getting movies like Tarantula or Godzilla, The Beast from 50,000 Fathoms. You know, these movies about either normal animals or creatures being mutated and turned monstrous via atomic energy, or prehistoric beasts being awoken by atomic testing.
So there are monsters created in a lab or let loose by radiation, and then as we start to struggle with superbugs like MRSA, that's what we see in horror films, viruses that spread through air or by blood, like in Outbreak, Contagion, and here in 28 Days Later.
Jimmy's infected!
No! No!
Jim! No! Jim, kill it!
In the movie, a rage virus created in a lab spreads, turning anyone infected into violent zombies.
And it has the effect of making sort of everything terrifying, because if there's an infection spreading around, if there's a virus going around, well, any person around you might be carrying that virus. And so it turns people on each other and makes you fearful of everybody around you.
With every new breakthrough in technology, there's a horror movie delving into our fears about the science behind it. As we keep pushing the boundaries of artificial intelligence, gene editing, planetary exploration, and so on, who knows what monsters we might create or uncover. For The Pulse, I'm Avishai Artsy.